And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and now we get to talk about food, which is always a good thing. We've got two guests here from the Manhattan Kiwanis. We have Kitty Persley, Secretary. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rod Kalavoda, President-elect.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, glad to have you both in here. Saturday is your annual Pancake Feed, 69th annual Pancake Feed and Holiday Silent Auction. Where's this happening at?
Be out at Seco Park at Potter Hall. So Kiwanis has been doing this, like you said, 69 straight years. So we want to invite the public, come out. Helps. This is our big fundraiser for the year, is our Pancake Feed. Support us. We're also going to have a silent auction, and Kitty can kind of talk a little bit about the silent auction too, but we tend to think at our Manhattan Kiwanis Club we have the best pancake feed in town.
Yes, pancakes,
and we have our own pancake song, and we're not going to sing it for you this morning. You're going to have to come out and buy pancakes, and then you'll hear the pancake song. You'll hear it a lot this year.
It's always so much fun. I love going out to the pancake feed every year. Is it a little later this year than it was last year? Or am I mistaken there? Or?
No, actually, it's always the second Saturday.
Okay.
But because of how the calendar falls, it is the 14th instead of earlier.
Okay, that's what's happening. Yep. All right. Well, it's a fun event for anyone who enjoys the camaraderie and getting out there with your neighbors. But the silent auction is obviously a big component of that. It raises funds for Kiwanis throughout the year.
It is. You know, a lot of times people recognize Kiwanis for our latest project, which was the Bluemont Hill Overlook, and we raise funds specifically for that. The Pancake Feed and Silent Auction is our annual fundraiser, and that's what supports our scholarships. We also have 20-plus programs that we support here in Manhattan. So this is our fundraiser that is specific for that.
As far as the items that'll be on
display? Oh, my gosh. We have Christmas items. We have kitchen items, home decor, yard items, gift baskets. We have K-State, breast cancer, dog baskets, gift cards galore, the community. Smaller businesses are great to support the things we do. So it's an opportunity for you to come out and do Christmas shopping, as well as kind of a win-win situation, because you get your stuff done and we raise money and it goes right back into the community.
And, you know, obviously that's one part of it here, the pancake feed, another part of it. And it's delicious, as you mentioned, perhaps the best pancake feed. I don't want to show too much bias here, but
no, we think it is.
There is no limit to the number of pancakes. If you want to come out and show us how many pancakes you can eat, hey, we'll watch you if you want. We'll get a crowd going to
K-State sausage, you know, mm-hmm. That's great. We have eggs for an additional charge, and the K-State Poultry Department provides those. So K-State's pretty involved in this as well.
And reasonably priced here, adults $6. That's the pre-sale price, $7 the day of.
Correct. So what I'm going to kind of offer, we've never done this before in terms of, but if you, I will give out my hotline phone number. If you want to call me, and if you buy four or more tickets for the advance price of $6, I will drop them off for you. So you don't have to drive anywhere. You call me, whether it's a business or your house, as long as you live in Manhattan. I'm not driving anywhere else. But I am free today. So
okay,
I am
number,
dedicated
Rod.
To this. So the number
I'm
is,
if
get your pens out and your pencils. It's 785, of course, and then 776-5984, and it's Rod. You call me, tell me how many tickets you want, and give me your address, and I will stop by and get those delivered. We do take cash. We do take checks. We do take
At the door, cards. We will take credit cards. I don't think
we
you
do
have
at the door. I don't have the card
you.
Reader. I'm sorry I can't help you out there, but...
Well, I always look forward to this. I take my whole family out. We make a morning of it, and you know, it's reasonably priced. I have a 2-year-old, so she eats for free because kids under 5 eat free.
Absolutely.
And then I have a 9-year-old She's almost nine. She turns nine in a couple weeks. But $3 for children 5 to 12, that's really good. $4 a day of the feed. So
yep.
It's a good community event. I think they're it's a nice social. You'll see people from all over Manhattan. Everyone sits around tables and talks to one another. Of course, we get a lot of the politicians out, and a lot of the professionals will come out. So you will know someone there. If you don't think you know someone in Manhattan, you will meet them there.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned your latest project at Bluemont Hill. That was such a neat project. I've had a chance to go up there and see it a few times. Do you have any other projects on the horizon at this point?
We're going to continue building a little bit up there. I don't mean building as in construction, but we're going to add some benches, just kind of finalize that. And, yes, are there more things out there? We've been kicking them around. We can't do anything until they're voted on and whatnot, but it is fun to give back to this community. I love living in Manhattan and the support we get. Manhattan Broadcasting has been incredible in helping us get the word out to everybody. It's just a great opportunity. And I love In Focus for that reason, because we can use this to say thank you to the community, too. Thanks, Brendan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned, it's a great event. Manhattan Kiwanis Club, 69th annual. Obviously, if it's been going on that long, it's worth mentioning. And it's going from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you don't have to be there bright and early unless you want to be. If you're a morning person like I am most of the week, I'll probably go more towards the middle myself. But
yep.
Long time to go out there
it
and
is.
Check it out.
We have some sponsors I'd like to say thank you to, if I can. Bob's Plumbing, Community First National Bank, Landmark Bank, Schilling Construction, Bear Construction, MCM. Continental Mills provides all the flour for the pancakes, and, of course, they are very good. Highland Dairy does the orange juice and milk and whatnot. And we couldn't do this kind of a function and raise the money we do without these supporters.
Well, very good. Kudos to everyone for supporting that. If somebody wants to become a Kiwanis member,
oh my gosh, thank you.
Yes, we were talking about that earlier. I said, if we get the opportunity, if you have thought about getting involved in a civic organization, and that was something that was preached to me by my dad, to get involved in some type of a civic organization and return back to your community for what they do for your business, perhaps, or what you're involved in. We just ask that, besides just coming to the meetings, we want people that are involved, that want to participate in our programs and projects that we're working on, and we want to hear ideas. There are so many great ideas out there that the more people we have in our group, the more ideas we get to bring forward to the Manhattan community.
Right.
And we want that. We want some new ideas, too, on top of that.
We will have membership forms. Of course, the pancake feed will have all our members there. So as people are interested, they can stop any one of us and ask. We'll give them all the information they need. We absolutely would love to increase our membership. And it's a great organization. You know all the things we do on a weekly basis. It's not just a once-a-year thing, but lots.
All right. Well, looking forward to the pancake feed this Saturday, 7 to 1, out at Potter Falls Seco Park. Anything else we should know?
No, just come, enjoy. Enjoy the visiting neighbors as well as the great food and shopping. Shop, shop, shop.
Bring your appetite.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Rod Calivoda, President-elect of the Manhattan Kiwanis Club, and Kitty Pursley, Secretary. Thank you so much for being out here.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Brendan.
Stay tuned. We'll have the Clark Howard Show coming up next here on KMAN. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we'll have Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. That's a rescheduled interview due to the holidays. He will be on for the entire hour.